Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Saturate on a beautiful day God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I was lost as a goose in the fog, but Jesus came and found me. You know, I did not find him. He came and found me where I was. And, you know, it's just like in the Garden of Eden. What did God say to Adam? He said, Adam, where are you? Where are you? You know, a lot of people want to blame it on the woman, but he didn't say, Eve, where are you? He said, Adam, where are you? Folks, the question to us today is, where are you? And it was not so much, you know, where was he hiding? Where in those bushes was he? I believe it was a spiritual question. Where are you today? Well, I want you to know, folks, I was lost, but I am found. I love this song by Southbound. It's called The Lost and Found. Listen to this and enjoy it. And we'll get back here and talk about Matthew chapter 16. Get your Bible and get it open to Matthew chapter 16. We'll be right back after this song. Hang on.
I won't forget the night I stepped out of my pew. Walked down the aisle. My running days were through. I knelt down. Just as I am, gave my life to the Father and left a brand new man. Now I'm a member of the lost and found. The Lord took his pen and wrote my name down.
Saturatenow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Wonderful. Get your Bible, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Very familiar scripture. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter, big old loudmouth, answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." One very familiar scripture. I've had a great opportunity to share this with many people over the years, and I hadn't even thought about it. I was thinking about things that, you know, were profound in my life when I came across it, and I don't want to share it. And this is one of them, because the question is, what did Jesus build the church on? I know. I've heard. Trust me. And I don't know at all. Don't let me get sounding like I'm full of pride and ego here. I probably haven't got all the light about it, but I have studied this one a pretty good bit. And you hear a lot of people, you know, the answer he gave to Peter, he said, "You are Simon Bar-Jonah." That word Simon, that Bar-Jonah means son of Jonah. Simon, son of Jonah. And he had renamed Peter. Peter is the word Petros. Not Petra, but Petros in the Greek. Petra meaning a Gibraltar-type mountain of a rock, immovable. And Petros meaning a chip off the block, if you want to just kind of give it some southern vernacular. A smaller stone, solid. And what Jesus was saying to him, "I want to nickname you Peter because you are solid. There's something solid about you." I believe this is what he was referring to. I know my granddaddy had a nickname for everybody. I think I've said this before. My name is Chris, Christopher. And, you know, a lot of times when you see people referring to Christmas, they'll always say Xmas, which is terrible, I would say, but they're trying to X out Christ. But my granddaddy always called me Extifer. But folks, let me tell you something. Jesus gave Peter this nickname, but when some people may misunderstand and think, Jesus said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood have not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Now, that's a key scripture. That's key right there about being revealed. Revealed what? See, he just told him, he said, "You didn't see this with your eyes." What Peter answered him came as revelation knowledge from the Father. And then immediately Jesus says, "And I say unto thee," he said in verse 18, "I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." So which rock? He's not talking about Peter. Peter means rock. It does mean rock, but it's not the rock. Jesus, you know, some speculate and say, well, he built, you know, Peter was the first pope, or Peter was the first this or the first that, and he built a church around that. No, he did not. Peter is a man, just like you and me, or a woman, you know, mankind. He's no different. Jesus did not build his immovable, unshakable keys of the kingdom, gates of hell will not prevail against it, church, on a man. Nothing's built on a man. Aren't you glad that Jesus says here, "I will build my church"? Aren't you glad he said, "I will do it"? He didn't say Peter was going to do it. He said, "I'm going to do it." He said, "I will build my church." Now, that's just good news. I don't know if you know it or not. I'm thank God it's not up to me to build the church. And I want to say something right here. If my pastor's listening, I appreciate him so much, because he'll tell you in a minute, you know, I absolutely have no authority over the church, so I'm not going to sit around and criticize it. How many people come and criticize and bash other people's ministries? Now, folks, I believe with all of my heart, you know, if you see a rattlesnake on the ground, you need to judge it. Don't just go pick it up and say, well, you know, judge not lest thou be judged. You'll get bit. I do believe there is a place for judgment for yourself. But for people to get on media or social media or television or radio and start bashing other people's ministries, that's a no-no, and here's why. You don't know it all. You might know enough for you to keep your hand away from that snake, and it might be a snake. I'm not saying that, but I will say this. I just really don't think it's our calling to go out and bash in other people's ministry. I got too much work to do, and you do too. We need to get involved in the church he is building. He's building the church. It's his responsibility. He'll take care of it. Don't you think he's got enough to take care of his own church? Sure he is. He doesn't need your help. He didn't need Peter's help, and he doesn't need your nor mine. He just wants us to obey and be a part of it. Now let's get to the gist, all right, before we close. So what did he build the church upon? If he's a man walking the earth and, in sandals, feet get dirty just like everybody else. He was put on a cross. He was killed. Looked to some like he was just a regular mortal man, obviously able to be put to death on a cross. But Peter saw something in him that nobody else saw, or maybe they did, but Peter at least opened his mouth and said it, and Jesus recognized that Peter didn't get that from what he saw with his eyes. Come on. He got it from a revelation. He said so. He said, "My Father has revealed this to you." Now listen, folks. He said, "Upon this rock is what I'm going to build my church." I preached a message one time many years ago called God's Greatest Gift to Mankind. And you know what it is? It's revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ, because he is the Savior. You know, so many people believe, well, he was just a good old boy. Or some people, you know, he even asked him, he said, "We're coming into this Caesarea Philippi," and he had sent the disciples on before him. He said, "Let me ask you, what do they say about me? What do they say I am?" And they said, "Well, some say you're, you know, John the Baptist or Elias or one of the prophets or somebody come back from the dead," because in that town they believed in reincarnation. He said, "But now here's the, it's important. Who do you say I am?" And Peter said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And he said, "You got that revealed to you by the Father." And he said, "Your name is Peter. You're solid about this name. But here's what I'm going to build my church on. I'm going to build my church on the revelation knowledge from my Father of who I am." Folks, that's you and me. You and I need a revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And you're not going to get it any other way except by faith in his word. Oh, that's what we like to do at Saturates, grab the word and try to dig down deep and get rid of some of this erroneous garbage that the religion and junk has built up, and get our feet on a foundation of a solid rock. Listen, today, get a revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He's not just a good old boy. He's not just a prophet. He was a prophet, but he's not just a prophet. He is Almighty God, came to be in flesh, the Bible says, and dwelt among us. Come on. So that he could lay his life down for us, and we wouldn't have to die and go to hell. He could pay the price. He said, "I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build my church." Let him do it. Let's get to be a part of that church. Accept Christ as your personal Savior today, and leave wherever you are a better person, better woman, better man, better husband, better wife. We love you. Thank you for coming to Saturate. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place now. Bye-bye.